Chapter 11. The Truth About Darcy. Mr. Bennet wrote to Mr. Gardiner that he agreed to all of Wickham's conditions. It was now certain that Lydia and Wickham would soon be married in London. Jane and Elizabeth went to tell their mother the news. Mrs. Bennet was delighted. She didn't care that they had to pay Wickham to marry her daughter. She forgot that Lydia and Wickham had lived together before marriage and that this was a dishonour for the family. "Finally, one of my daughters is getting married," she exclaimed happily. "My objective in life is to see all of you married. This is a wonderful beginning." Then a letter arrived from Mr. Gardiner. In it, he explained that Wickham would not go back to his old regiment. Someone had offered him a different army job. He and Lydia would live in the north, far from the Bennets' house. On their way to their new home, the young couple wanted to visit Lydia's family. At first, Mr. Bennet didn't agree. "Wickham and Lydia behaved very badly, and I don't want to see them," he said angrily. But Mrs. Bennet begged him to let them visit. Jane and Elizabeth were sorry for Lydia and finally convinced their father to agree to the visit. "Lydia must feel horrible," Jane said to Elizabeth when they were alone. "She has caused so much trouble for herself and for the family." "I don't understand why Wickham wants to come," Elizabeth said. "Isn't he embarrassed to see the family after his terrible behaviour? How can he demand money to marry Lydia?" But when the young couple arrived, it was clear that Lydia didn't feel bad about her situation at all. She was as noisy and wild as always. She talked all the time and didn't notice that her father and her two older sisters were very quiet. Wickham was, as usual, charming, and also acted as if nothing had happened. The next morning, Lydia sat with Elizabeth. "I haven't told you about my wedding yet," she said. "You weren't in the room when I told the rest of the family. It was a wonderful wedding. Our uncle and aunt, the Gardiners, came to church with me, and Mr. Darcy was so helpful and kind." "Mr. Darcy?" exclaimed Elizabeth with astonishment. "Oh, he came to the church with Wickham," said Lydia. Then she put her hand over her mouth. "I forgot. I promised not to say anything about Mr. Darcy." Elizabeth controlled her feelings and said, "If it's a secret, I won't ask you anything more." But when Lydia went out of the room, Elizabeth immediately wrote a letter to Mrs. Gardiner. "My dear aunt, please explain something to me. Why was Mr. Darcy at Lydia's wedding? He's not part of our family, and he does not like Wickham. I don't understand his actions. Elizabeth." Mrs. Gardiner's answer arrived a day later. Elizabeth read it with great interest. "My dear niece, I'm very surprised that you need an explanation. We promised Darcy not to reveal anything, but I was certain that you knew what he had done. Mr. Darcy came to London immediately after he heard about Lydia and Wickham from you. He was the one who found them. He first spoke to Lydia and tried to convince her to leave Wickham and return to her family. She didn't agree to this. She said that she loved Wickham and would stay with him even if he didn't marry her. Darcy spoke to Wickham, and they decided together how much money Wickham would receive to marry Lydia. Darcy then came to Mr. Gardiner to tell him the conditions. Mr. Gardiner wanted to pay some of the money, but Darcy insisted that he would take care of everything. He would pay all of Wickham's debts and also a large amount every year. He would also find him a new position in the army. He agreed that Mr. Gardner would tell your father to pay a small sum so that he would suspect nothing. Darcy said that he was doing everything because he felt responsible that people didn't know Wickham's true character, and that, because of this, he had been accepted in society and had met Lydia. Mr. Gardner and I think he has got another interest in the matter. That's why I was certain that you already knew everything. Let me add that we admire Mr. Darcy very much. We hope you'll invite us to Pemberley when you're mistress there. Your loving aunt. The letter shocked Elizabeth. Darcy had done difficult things to find a solution to the problem. Had he done them for her? She now felt honoured that such a man had wanted to marry her. But she had rejected him. How stupid she had been! What would happen now? Soon, Lydia and Wickham departed for the north, and the Bennets' house was quiet again. Then, a few days later, astonishing news reached the family. Charles Bingley was returning to Netherfield Park. Jane felt confused. She said to Elizabeth, "I don't know how to react to this news. I think I'm indifferent to Charles Bingley. I don't feel pain or happiness when I think about him now. I hope I won't see him often, and I hope that Mother won't talk about him all the time." But 3 days later, Mr. Bingley arrived at the Bennets' house, and Mr. Darcy came with him. Now, Elizabeth was confused too. Mrs. Bennet received Mr. Bingley warmly, but she was not friendly to Mr. Darcy. She didn't know what Darcy had done for the family. She thought he was still the arrogant man who had insulted Elizabeth when they first met and who had treated Wickham badly. Elizabeth was embarrassed by her mother's behaviour, but she couldn't do anything about it. It was impossible to explain the truth to her mother. Jane and Bingley only spoke a few words to each other in the beginning, but soon their eyes were shining, and it was clear to everyone that the love between them had not disappeared.